You better call your mama when you get to town. Cause I ain't gonna be hanging around.
And at the baggage claim, you got a lot of luggage in your name.
When you hit the ground, check the lost and found. Because it ain't my problem now. I can't carry it on. I got a lot of troubles of my own. It's all over the yard and the trunk of the car.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the death toll in Texas now topping 100 following a catastrophic flooding across five counties. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha says the priority is locating and identifying victims and notifying families.
As of 8 a.m. Central Time, 87 deceased have been recovered in Kerr County, including 56 adults and 30 children. Identification is pending for 19 adults and 7 children, with one additional person still unidentified.
President Trump at a cabinet meeting pledging more federal aid and resources and says he'll visit Texas Friday.
We don't want to get in anyone's way because, that's what happens. The president goes and everyone's around focused. I don't want anyone to focus on us.
The president also says he doesn't plan to extend the August 1st deadline for more than a dozen countries to finalize a trade deal or face tariff hikes. The manhunt continues for a Washington State father, Travis Decker, who is accused of killing his three daughters. Officers now focusing on the Sawtooth National Forest in Idaho. This is ABC News. At least 10 people arrested in Texas after an Alvarado police officer was shot while responding to a call about a suspicious person near an ICE facility on July 4th. Law enforcement officials say multiple suspects opened fire on the officer. Nancy Larson is acting U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Texas.
10 to 12 individuals dressed in black military-style clothing began shooting fireworks and engaging in acts of vandalism at the facility. And this was part of an organized attack.
Local and federal officials called the shooting a coordinated attack on law enforcement and ICE. The injured officer was treated and released. A heat wave in Greece prompting officials to announce the Acropolis in Athens will close during the hottest hours of the day. Temperatures climbing to 107 degrees in some areas. Officials have also imposed mandatory breaks for outdoor workers during peak hours. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veoza is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veoza can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veoza and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veoza if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veoza. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veoza.com. That's VEOZAH.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy and mild, with highs making it to the mid-80s. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and they'll wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Two people are dead and a third is injured in an incident in rural Portage County. Michael Eichner has more.
It started with a well-being check on a home in the town of New Hope, located between Stevens Point and Iola, on Sunday. Officers found two deceased with gunshot wounds, and a third person was shot and injured when they approached officers with a weapon. That person has been hospitalized, and the officer who fired has been placed on administrative leave. Names of those involved have not been released.
Homes of some of the University of Wisconsin regents were vandalized with pro-Palestinian messages. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that at least four homes were vandalized early Friday. Messages in red spray paint on the driveways read, "Regents are complicit in genocide" and "UW blood on your hands." Madison Police Sergeant Matthew Baker says the properties were also splashed with fake blood and had letters taped to the doors. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Make sure your vehicle starts in the heat with a new MVP Platinum battery from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through August 31st, save $25 on FVP Platinum batteries or $15 on FVP Volt Edge AC Delco and Motocraft batteries. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates Durand, MTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com, and Abisilo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn & Garden Equipment dealers, Durand, and Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include the appointment of a new council member for Ward 1, reports from the mayor and department heads. Then the council will go into closed session to meet with legal counsel about litigation the city may become involved in. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The city of Menominee will create a housing committee to look into housing in that city. The committee will focus on affordability, availability, and quality of housing for owners and renters. Housing has been an issue in the city and is becoming a pressing situation that is affecting businesses' ability to recruit and retain employees. Committee members will meet until December, then present their findings in January of 2026. After that, Menominee officials would begin to develop plans to solve the issues. Charges are being filed against three women in Eau Claire arrested over the weekend. Investigators say that after monitoring Shannon Cockerham in May and June under the suspicion of drug trafficking, the suspect was taken into custody during a traffic stop Saturday. A subsequent search of Cockerham's North Barrow Street home resulted in discovery of cocaine and material involved in the sale of drugs. Two other women were arrested as they were seen trying to leave the residence. The American Red Cross is looking for blood donations. The Red Cross is urging everyone to donate blood now to keep the blood supply during the summer months. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves. The Red Cross says in addition to summer holidays and vacations, severe weather can have a sudden impact on the ability to collect blood. Scheduling and keeping donation appointments are crucial this month to ensure blood products are currently and consistently available in the weeks to come for all patients. A blood drive will be held next Monday from noon to 5 in Plum City. Call 800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. The Winona Fire Department was dispatched early yesterday morning to a fire in a manufacturing plant in Winona. According to fire department officials, the fire began after midnight at Core Molding Technologies, and firefighters were able to contain the blaze to the building's roof. No one was injured in the blaze. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
A busy day yesterday for the opening of the Tarrant Park Pool in Durand. Area residents enjoyed the sunny day to enjoy the pool for the first time. The city's extended the open swim over the next 2 weeks and will now open the pool for open swim from noon to 3. Swimming lessons will be held in the morning and late afternoons, and lap swim is being held from 6 to 8 a.m. Two people were slightly injured in a two-vehicle accident Monday in the town of Hale. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a delivery vehicle driven by 41-year-old Amber Ross was traveling northbound on Highway 53 and began making a left-hand turn when it was rear-ended by a vehicle driven by 83-year-old Edward Nelson. Both vehicles were in a construction zone and traveling at slow speeds. Both Ross and Nelson declined medical treatment and were released from the scene. Two men have been arrested in Arcadia after a fight that involved 20 to 30 people at Memorial Park on Sunday, June 29th. According to Arcadia police, officers responded to calls of the fight at 1 a.m. on June 29th, with one person armed with a machete. Officers arrested Juan Waldo on June 29th and charged him with two counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety, two counts of substantial battery, and disorderly conduct. Then on July 1st, officers arrested Antonio Blas and charged him with battery. Four people were taken to the hospital. That incident remains under investigation. Authorities continue to investigate a deadly vehicle collision in Polk County. That accident happened Saturday afternoon on Highway 35. Reports say the driver of a pickup truck preparing to turn from Highway 35 onto 240th Avenue was hit from behind by another pickup and then thrown into oncoming traffic, where the vehicle was hit by a third pickup. The driver of the truck that was trying to turn onto 240th Street suffered injuries that proved fatal. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Madison is one of the least stressed cities in the nation, while Milwaukee's one of the most stressed. A new report by WalletHub compared cities based on metrics like the average number of hours worked and divorce rates. Madison ranks 17th least stressed city in the U.S. Milwaukee's on the opposite end of the list, ranking 19th most stressed. The most stressed cities in the nation, Detroit and Cleveland. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy and mild, with highs making it to the mid-80s. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon as a cold front pushes through. They aren't expected to be severe and they'll wind down by midnight, leaving us tomorrow with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
The Brewers and Dodgers play Game 2 of their series at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers won the opener 9-1 last night. They scored 5 times in the first inning, chasing Dodger starter Yoshi Yamamoto.
I thought we drove the pitch count up. Sal opening the game. Contreras' walk is underrated. Then Collins backed up the homer with a single. Then Terang walk. That's another key one. Those two walks extended. They were sitting out there a long time, and then we got another bloop hit after the error. Then they quiet us down a little bit. But again, 2 walks, an infield hit, and then another hit. That's how we scored our other runs. That's how we have to play. We have to take our walks when they're there. We have to run the bases, play defense, take your walks. Then you get a knock, and then you get another knock. And then once in a while, you pop one. So that's who we have to be.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, the crew sends rookie Jacob Mizorowski to the mound in Game 2 tonight against Dodgers veteran Clayton Kershaw. Midwest League tonight, South Bend at Wisconsin. Dayton is at Beloit. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network. South Bend at Wisconsin. Dayton is at Beloit. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Mid-season strength is coming at a good time for Dillon. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Hey, NASCAR fans, would you like to win a brand new vehicle? Enter to win a Black Widow Chevy Silverado from Fox Factory Vehicles and help kids in our local racing communities. Donate just $25 to the NASCAR Foundation for your chance to win. Four-phase winners will also win a VIP experience to the Coke Zero Sugar 400 in Daytona.
We're underway in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona.
Visit NASCARFoundation.org/2025car giveaway to enter.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Trouble, turn number three.
More reward. More chaos, more chills, and more thrills. Welcome to more what you asked for, and a whole lot more to come. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light at Sonoma, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on TNT Sports.
Ty Dillon and his colleague racing team have finished among the top 20 in the last two races, including in eighth last Sunday in Chicago. Two strong runs that have allowed his team to advance in the mid-season tournament. He says it's finally nice to have the finishes that he feels his team's been deserving of.
We've been running strong at a lot of these races and just haven't been able to finish them out. Part of getting the recognition is finishing out the races strong. It doesn't really always matter if you're running up front at most of the race. Most people are just paying attention to the end result.
Dillon is one of eight drivers still eligible for the $1 million bonus in the midseason tournament. I'm Kyle Ricci. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Livestock can't fan themselves to cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Evaporative coolers reduce the ambient temperature and alleviate the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Livestock have a tough time staying cool in the summer months and can suffer from heat stress. Providing relief with evaporative cooling is a low-cost way to keep them comfortable in the barn and other livestock facilities. This is especially helpful during fair time when you want show animals at their peak performance and need more than a fan blowing the hot air around. Misty Wilburn is the marketing manager for Porticool. She says evaporative coolers are more energy efficient than air conditioning systems and have no coils or chemicals. Water is poured into a reservoir, or you can hook the unit up to a hose and let it self-regulate. A pump in the bottom of the reservoir pumps the water up and over the top of evaporative media.
So we have a high-velocity fan on the other side of the media, and the fan actually pulls air through the evaporative media that's wet with water, and the water and the air interact with one another, and the water actually cools the temperature of the air, which is then blown out the front of the fan. So the products never mist, they don't fog, so you don't have to worry about your barn getting wet or muddy.
What you buy depends on a few factors, such as the size of the livestock and the space. Small units focus on a single animal, and larger coolers can bring relief to an entire stall of animals.
It helps with not only keeping them a bit happy, but also it helps keep their production up, meaning they're going to keep gaining weight, they're going to keep producing milk, things like that, and their energy is going to be able to go into that production instead of trying to keep themselves cool.
Evaporative coolers only have two working parts, the water pump and the fan motor, so they consume very little power. Learn more about evaporative coolers for livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Here's a real life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Mixed action in the markets at midday. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Arlen, grain markets under a little more pressure again here today. I know you had some interesting conversation on social media Monday night, looking at the corn yield model estimates out from Stone X and your modeling. And, you know, I think this is a good spot for us to start our conversation today, because I think it's the broader conversation of why these markets are continuing to react the way they are with negative price action for the most part, Arlen.
Yeah, and we've talked many times ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend that that's oftentimes a very pivotal weekend for the corn and soybean markets. As traders will come back from the holiday, they'll look at the 15-day outlook, and if it's hot and dry for the Midwest, then they'll rapidly build risk premium into the market. And if it is mild temperatures with periodic rains, then they will really short the market or sell the market and drive prices lower. So we put out that warning ahead of time that, you know, be prepared for volatility coming out of that holiday weekend. And that's what we got, with forecasts being very favorable for crop development for most areas, and the crop condition ratings some of the highest on record for the corn crop in particular, and for both corn and soybeans. Now, the funds are projecting projecting record yields, certainly well above trend yields, with some of the yield models up there in the mid to upper 180s for corn. And so it's my heart and my passion that the farmers have the same information that the funds have, and these fund managers who drive these prices, they have their yield models that they follow. And I wanted them farmers to be able to see that. It's not that I am gleeful over low prices, or do we benefit from prices going down or up, for that matter, in the business that we have here at Stone X. But I want farmers to have that same information so that they can act on it and take steps to protect their equity, knowing that the downside risk is there. And so we've seen previous years throughout the last several decades when yields did, over recently yields have tended to come in below trend, but we've seen years throughout the last several decades when yields tended to be as much as 10 or more bushels above trend. And so I think it's important to recognize that that is a risk in developing our marketing strategies and trying to protect ourselves from that risk.
All right. We appreciate it. Hear the full conversation with Arlen Suderman at AmericanAgNetwork.com. That's a check of the markets on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The June acreage and grain stocks report leaves the markets flat. We'll talk about it coming up.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
USDA's June acreage and grain stocks report is historically one of the more volatile pieces on the calendar, but last Monday's release left the markets relatively flat. Brooks Schaefer is a market analyst with Palmetto Grain in Ridgeland, South Carolina, and says the corn planting numbers provided little spark.
The positive news on biofuels is on for the soybeans anyway, is helping support those. It was a little surprising to see an increase in stocks on soybeans from expectations. But the new crop acres were a little bit less, so that probably offsets. It's August weather that makes beans, so beans have a little more weather ahead to trade. So they aren't going to press them to the downside right now yet.
Schaefer says old crop numbers fell to within ranges as well.
The old crop stocks, if we'd have tightened those up dramatically, maybe the market would have said, maybe we would have had more of a reaction. But since we just tightened them up a little bit, even though it was right below market expectations or right, within the range, the market didn't really react, because as long as there's weather on the new crop, then we don't have anything to react to.
Somewhat surprisingly, lower ending soybean stocks didn't move the needle either.
On the acreage side, it felt like everybody was strapped in for a bigger number on corn, and it came out almost 120,000 acres less than March intentions, which I would have expected a bigger reaction out of the market. But I think what the market's looking at is we're getting plenty of rain. So we tighten it up, we take away a little bit of a margin of error, but we haven't really threatened the balance sheet very much.
Palmetto Grain Market Analyst Brooks Schaefer. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 4.3 days suitable for field work for the week ending July 6th, according to USDA. Heavy rain fell across portions of the state and resulted in standing water in some low-lying areas. The harvest of hay proceeded as conditions allowed. Topsoil moisture condition was at 65% adequate and 25% surplus. Corn sulking was reported in limited areas of the state. Corn condition was at 77% good to excellent. Soybeans were 29% blooming. Soybean condition was rated at 75% good to excellent. 80% of winter wheat had begun coloring. Condition was rated at 71% good to excellent. Oats were 80% headed, and potato condition was rated at 88% good to excellent. Second cutting of alfalfa hay, 54% complete. Third cutting was also beginning in some areas. Hay condition was rated at 76% good to excellent. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is applauding the efforts of legislative leaders and Governor Evers in enacting the 2025-27 state biennial budget. The budget includes continued investments across agriculture, advancing funding for rural infrastructure, agriculture conservation, processing capacity for the dairy and meat industries, industry innovation, and
mental health services for farmers. Once again, President Trump emphasized his willingness to protect American farmers who rely on immigrant workers to operate their farms. At a rally in Iowa last week, the president said he would allow farmers who hire migrant workers to take charge and permit the migrants working in agriculture to remain in the country. News Nation says the plan wouldn't create a path to citizenship that many immigration advocates wanted, but it would protect them from the possibility of being detained by immigration and customs enforcement agents during workplace raids. The president said that by implementing a plan for farm workers to avoid being taken into custody, it would benefit farming that contributed to about $233 million to the nation's gross domestic product in 2023. During the event in Iowa, Trump said he's heard of migrants who worked for farms for more than 15 years getting thrown out pretty violently. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture concluded an inbound trade mission with a high-level Moroccan agricultural delegation in June. The visit further strengthened the bilateral agricultural cooperation and deepened ties between the U.S. and Morocco, laying important groundwork for continued engagement. The mission also opened new avenues for collaboration and future trade opportunities. Moroccan leaders expressed a strong interest in expanding agriculture partnerships with the U.S., Throughout the mission, delegates explored opportunities for trade collaboration in areas like soil management, biotechnology, food safety, drought resilience, and other areas. American Farmland Trust awarded $2.8 million in grants to 208 farmers and ranchers across the country through the 2025 Brighter Future Fund programs. Of the recipients, 113 are beginning farmers, underscoring AFT's commitment to supporting the next generation of agricultural stewards to ensure a more resilient and equitable food system. Now in its fifth year, the Brighter Future Fund continues to help fund producers working to strengthen on-farm resilience, enhance soil health, plan for long-term viability, and grow climate-smart local food systems. These farmers and ranchers are leading the way in growing a more sustainable and secure agricultural future, said Ashley Brooker, Senior Management of Grant Making for the Brighter Future Fund. Whether they're just starting out or building on a generation of stewardship, they're implementing practices that protect the land, improve the soil, and serve their communities. For a full list of the 2025 awardees and to help support the program, visit farmland.org. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
We could see an isolated shower or storm across western Wisconsin today in our ag weather forecast. Our afternoon high, so it will be in the low 80s. Now, a storm system will begin to bring widespread rain into the region Thursday night and into Friday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 79 to 84, relative humidities at 49 to 54%, light winds becoming northwest at 5 to 8. An isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 56 to 61. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at 5 to 6 early, becoming light. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 76 to 81. Relative humidities at 49 to 54%. Light winds becoming north at around 5. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Friday, cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love. Brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about
that leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Look at us. After all these years together, look at us. After all that we've been through, look at us. Still at you. Still pretty as a picture. Look at me.
Glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when a working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on a first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close. The way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me, the way that you dance when you get kinda tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view,
what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now, and they say, you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. It. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40, you hold our peace and ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. What my world. When you get kind of tipsy and I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing and that look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40, you hold our peace and ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. You're what my world spins around. What my world spins around.
Go Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed, twisted up all day long. You're my inspiration, girl. You take me places, put the words right into these songs. Stealing kisses undercover, babe. See forever when I see your face. And I swear God made you for me. You make it easy. Loving up on you. Make it easy with every little thing you do. You're my sunshine in the darkest days. My better half, my saving grace. You make me who I wanna be. You make it easy. Got my rough around the edges. Never let it ruffle up your feathers, angel. Yeah, I'm down for life. You got me wrapped around your finger, and I like it just in case you can't tell. You make it.
you take my hand and make me a happy man? I ain't rich, but I found my fortune in you. Two jobs on a nighttime shift, I'm still left with an empty fist, but my heart is full and my love is true. We can still get married in the style of our friends and family, gather all of them to celebrate while we slip out quietly and have a hometown honeymoon. Wildflowers and lovers in bloom, we'll have a hometown honeymoon, just me and you. Hometown honeymoon, out of church and up to your room, we'll have a hold-down afternoon, dancing to the rhythm of love. We can sing and laugh out loud, lifestyles of the poor but proud, cuddle up on the porch and enjoy the view. We can't afford Niagara Falls, but there's a fountain by the old town hall. We'll make a wish by the light of the lover's moon. I'll get my grandma's wedding ring and my brother's Chevrolet. We can stay at your mama's house, we don't have to go away. Hometown honeymoon, wildflowers and lovers in bloom. We'll have a hometown honeymoon, dancing to the rhythm of a love. Oh. Your daddy's prized possession. That's all we need. Hometown honeymoon, wildflowers and lovers in bloom. We'll have a hometown honeymoon, just me and you. Hometown honeymoon, out of church and up to your room. We'll have a hold-down afternoon, dancing to the rhythm of a love.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Good girl does want a fairy tale and then somebody to love, but it's really good.
I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, crews continue to search for 20 still missing after Friday's catastrophic flooding. At least 104 dead across five counties. Lieutenant Colonel Ben